Greetings to our radio friends. It's a grand thing to be alive and to have a real purpose in life. Our happiness depends largely upon the objective or the goal that we have set up. In the main, we have to make our choice from three possible goals. We can live for the devil. Quite a few have already made that choice. We can live for self, and that seems sensible, but it doesn't bring much satisfaction. The only people who are happy are those who are living for the Lord Jesus Christ. It's our desire to help some of our unhappy listeners to find a better, a more satisfactory objective. So we ask you to lay aside your cares and listen as we seek to bring the claims of Jesus Christ to your attention. This is Welcome Detweiler speaking. The most futile statements that ever were made was that of the French skeptic Voltaire, who predicted that before the year 1878, the Bible would be obsolete. Strange as it may seem, on the very spot where this audacious prophecy was made, the British Foreign and Bible Society, some 25 years later, printed thousands of copies of the Holy Bible. Since then, the output of the Bible has steadily increased until today. Millions of copies are being printed and sold each year. Down through the years, there have been books which have become of interest to the reading public and have remained with us. They have become classics. We have had bestsellers which have made astonishing sales for a short time, then gradually petered out. But the Bible continues to outsell every other book. It is the world's top bestseller. What makes this book the bestseller? Wherein is its attraction? How does it differ from other books? What is the secret of its continual popularity throughout the centuries? As a piece of literature, the Bible is unsurpassed. Many obtain it for this reason alone, deeming it wise to become acquainted with so famous a masterpiece. It contains drama, poetry, history, geography, science, and philosophy. It meets all the technical demands of the story. It is written in the purest English. The story in the Bible is the most fascinating ever told. It is the story of man himself. It tells why and the wherefore of his presence in the world, his relation to God, and even his future destiny. It's quite unlike other books, for the Bible tells things out of this world, the spiritual, the otherwise unknown. It tells us about life after death, and of life before man set foot on this globe. The Bible is inexhaustible. It is the source of endless study. There are those who have, from their childhood days up to the end of their life, found real riches and fresh enjoyment of the reading of the Word of God. Perhaps the chief appeal of the Bible is in its satisfying of a universal need in man. Deep down in the heart of every man, woman, and child is a longing to be loved and to be understood. Within the pages of the Bible, one is revealed who loves man with a love above all other loves and understands him as no other human can understand. It is true that the Bible bluntly informs man that he is a sinner, but this only serves to add comfort to the one who knows he is far from pure. The salvation of God is for the transgressor. God's heart yearns over the lost sheep. He loves the sinner in spite of his sin and longs to welcome him home as a prodigal. He knows the heart of man and understands his human nature, his needs, his weaknesses, his temptations. No other book reveals such a plan of redemption, such a love, such a wonderful person as the Lord Jesus Christ. Millions of men and women the world over accept the Bible as a living book, inspired by the Almighty Creator, who made them. From its sacred pages, they derive comfort, strength, courage, guidance, instruction for right living, and bright hopes for the future. To these, the Bible is the most precious possession. The words of the 23rd Psalm, "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me," comfort the Eskimo in his igloo, the African in his grass hut, the American businessman surrounded with all material comforts, and the farmer plowing the field. John 14, "In my Father's house are many mansions. I go to prepare a place for you," has thrilled millions and no doubt will go on bringing joy and solace to millions of others right on to the end of time. Lives have been changed by the reading of this book. The application of its principles in everyday life, we can see the results all around us. There are many who live by this book and therefore become law-abiding citizens of high moral character. There's a story told of the Pitcairn Islanders who were crude, thieving, murderous people until one of them unearthed the Bounty's Bible and began reading and using it as a rule for living. Soon the whole colony was transformed from a hell on earth into a civilized, peaceful community. When years later the captain of the ship Topaz discovered the island, he was astonished at the high moral standards of the inhabitants, their literacy, and freedom from disease and crime. General MacArthur, during his occupation of Japan, called for a wide distribution of this valuable book in that country, knowing full well the beneficial results to a people governed by its precepts. During World War II, a soldier stationed on the South Sea Island came upon a native reading his Bible. "You don't believe that, do you?" he inquired scornfully. That's old-fashioned." The native looked up quietly and pointed to a pot nearby. "Do you see that pot? If I didn't believe this book, you'd be in that pot. What other book could so change a cannibal? There is life in this book as there is in no other. It is a book apart, above, and beyond all others. In fact, it is more than a mere book. It is the Word of God. It is the voice of God speaking to man." I wonder if you have ever allowed this wonderful book to change your life, to make of you a new person? You may be willing to admit that there is room for improvement, that you are not prepared to meet God in your present state. You may be disgusted and ashamed with your past. It's high time that you should settle this great spiritual problem. The Lord Jesus Christ stands ready to do for you what he has done for thousands already. He loves to pick up lost sinners and make of them new creatures. When a lost sinner reads the Bible, having an honest desire to be saved, God reveals to him the simple plan of salvation through Christ and through Christ alone. His suffering and death on the cross is the basis upon which God can extend his arm of mercy and grace to the undeserving. When the anxious sinner sees from God's blessed word the truth that Christ died for me, in my place, as my substitute, he finds a desire to close in with God's offer of salvation. He rests on God's promises, which cannot fail. God wants to demonstrate the power of his word in your life, and he will do it as soon as you will allow him that privilege. I trust that God will speak to you through his word, and that you will put his word to the test. Here are some of his promises that may meet your need. Romans 5:8. But God commends his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. 1 Peter 3:18, for Christ also hath once suffered for sins, the just for the unjust, that he might bring us to God. John 3:36, he that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life, and he that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him. Face God's word today. Trust that wonderful Savior. Prove the word of God to be what it claims to be, and you will be a new creature in Christ Jesus. May God help you to trust his Son as Lord and Savior.